You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome onto yet another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today, a question from Dr. Lauren Stone. He's got a pain in the butt, Lindsay. He says, I've apparently developed an injury characterized by a pain in my right butt cheek. It seems to be aggravated by running and even hurts when I sit on it. I think it may be the insertion of the hamstring. What should I do or not do to ensure that I get this thing healed?
Yeah, so the giveaway there that it probably is the insertion of the hamstring is that it gets irritated on sitting. So you're probably spot on. The problem with that particular type of injury is that people automatically go straight to the hamstring and think that the cause is something to do with the hamstring. And while we need to do some work on the hamstring in the rehabilitative process, there could be many other things that are causing that specific place to be sore. Overuse type of injury from doing way too many hills can be an example. Our posture while we're sitting can contribute to that. Having very tight hip flexors and quads, so on the opposite side of the leg from spending lots of time sitting down, can cause us to get an anterior tilt, which then causes the hamstring to tighten up or present as being tight because the hips move forward and that causes tension in the hamstring. So now we're telling people, stretch the hamstring. Because it's in the butt, people are going to be treating the glutes. And combined with that, there could also be a rotation in the hip. And that's probably something linked to, again, lifestyle or... Because from safety point of view, you always have to run on the same side of the road, that can also lead to, let's call it a twisting in the hips in lay terms. So I guess what I'm saying is there are a couple of causes that can come from it. Now, there is pain, and there's pain on sitting, so we know there's not just pain, there's actual inflammation at the site. So there, in this case, we do need to back off the training. Generally, with that type of injury, doing some stationary cycling and swimming is fine, so you can keep up some kind of fitness. But from a rehabilitative point of view, some rolling with a golf ball, tennis ball at the site of the injury will be helpful. Lots of stretching of the hip flexor and the quad, coupled with mobility exercises. So if you do our live strength training classes, we always start those with a really great slow wind-up. There's always some mobility stuff in there, some really great dynamic stretches. Those are exactly what you need to help you to reduce that pelvic tilt. And then the strength training itself is going to help us to suck that if there's some rotational stresses, to suck that pelvis back on its axis where it's supposed to be. And so the combination of a little bit of rest, bit of ice, some rolling, strength and mobility, that is going to be the way forward for you.
Awesome stuff. Lindsay, thank you very much. Great question. We'll catch up again soon.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.